Podcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the latest news live from the Victory Unlimited Show headquarters. The reports you've heard on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News are all true.
Our intelligence officers have just reported that
we have received confirmation.
BU and a squad of Special Forces soldiers just launched a surprise attack against the massive enemy propaganda machine.
Knowledge bombs of truth.
Communication commander, make sure everyone is locked, loaded, and ready to go.
Good man, where is your armor? Right now, you may be outnumbered, but you're never outgunned. There's no reason you can't win. So man up, because this mission just got serious.
We are at war!
We are at war!
We are at war!
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited Show, the only show that helps men transform themselves from suckers into soldiers in less than an hour, and by any means necessary. That's right. Welcome to Extreme Makeover Combat Edition. So let's go. Today, we got an email from Dominique. He's 35 from Oakland, California, and the title of his email is, "When You Ask Women Out, What Does It Mean When The Only Answer That They Give You Is, We'll See?" And Dominique writes,
"Victory Unlimited.
I'm writing this email to the Victory Unlimited show because I need some advice. And I like the advice you give because even though it hits hard, I know that it's only because you actually do give a damn about us good guys out here. Anyway, here's my situation. I've been trying to get with this woman that I met recently. I wanted to take her out, spend some time with her, and see where it goes. Now, the phone conversations have always been engaging and upbeat, so I thought that I'd go ahead and ask her out. But then, when I did ask her out, rather than her giving me a yes or a no answer, what she said to me was, 'I don't know yet. We'll see.' When she first told me that, I was kind of stunned. But I went ahead and agreed to set a tentative date with her a couple of Fridays ago. But when that Friday rolled around and I called her to confirm, my call went straight to her voicemail. A little later on that same day, she did call me back and left me a voicemail message saying that she was sorry, but she wouldn't be able to make it. That's the whole message that she left on my voicemail. I didn't even bother to reply to her because I really didn't have anything to say. Something told me that she was going to back out on me from the very beginning, but I was so attracted to her that I still went along with letting her waste my time by letting her agree to that tentative Friday date. Anyway, several weeks have passed by since then. She hasn't called me, and I haven't called her either. For some reason, I've been here thinking ever since that maybe I'm being too hard on her. Maybe she really did have something important come up, and that's why she couldn't make the date. Maybe she really does like me too, but she's just waiting for me to reach back out to her first. So my question is this: do you think I may have written her off too soon? What's the likelihood that she really is into me, except she's just old-fashioned and she's waiting for me to make the next move?" Dominic, what kind of Star Wars Episode 27 Jedi mind trick did you let her pull on you? She canceled on you, and you feel bad about not calling her back? Here's something for you and everybody else listening to this show today to remember. Whenever you find yourself in a position where you're making more excuses for what somebody else did to you than even they are, then you're probably still shell-shocked from having just taken a serious hit to your self-respect. We'll see. You said that when you asked her out, she told you, "We'll see." And then she wound up canceling out on you on the same day of the date. Well, seems to me like you need to go back and brief yourself on that Flake Alert show that I did a while back. The one where I gave you the 5 warning signs that tell you when you are about to get stood up. And I pretty much guarantee you that after listening to that show, there's no way that you'll ever be blindsided by a potential flaky woman again. Yeah, 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 you will see. Actually, that's really a true statement. It's just that whenever you two do get a chance to look at it, your mission better be to make damn sure that the two of you ain't looking at it together. Why? Because you never should have committed to a shaky date in the first place, and you will have already moved on to someone who is sure that she wants to spend some time with you, right? We'll see. We'll see. Like you ain't got nothing better to do than to sit around and wait for her while she makes up her mind about whether or not she wants to make time to see you. We'll see. But hey, wait, let's pretend for a moment that she probably really does have a lot on her plate, a lot going on in her life, you know, family obligations, children stuff, job responsibilities, or whatever. Understand that if she really wanted to spend some time with you, she'd make the time. She'd make the time. And speaking of her maybe having job responsibilities or something as being the reason, let's talk about that one specifically, you know, just to put it to rest. Do you think for 1 minute that if her place of employment, quote unquote, asked her a week in advance if she could come in on Saturday for a few hours, do you think she'd tell them, "We'll see," and just leave it like that? And just leave it like that. with no counter offer and no further explanation given, you know, like she just did with you. Now, if you do think that she'd give them that same line, then I'm going to need for you to think again. Of course, I recognize that there's a difference between your job asking you for your time and somebody wanting to date you asking you for your time. But that difference alone makes the whackness of this scenario even more obvious to everybody listening to this show right now. You see, we as people are often motivated by one of two things: what we need to do and what we want to do. But how does this all tie in to dating and relationships? Well, it's simple. When people do something for you or with you because they need to do it, then most of the time their actions are motivated by things like, you know, obligation, lack of choice, or fear of inviting some kind of negative consequences into their lives if they don't. But when people do something for you or with you because they want to do it, then most of the time their actions are motivated by things like, wait for it, a true desire to do something for you or with you. Wow, an amazing concept. I know, right? It's a hell of a lot better when people think of spending time with you as something that they want to do as opposed to something that they have to do. You want to be a woman's choice, not her chore. You understand what I'm saying? See, here's the problem. Guys who really, really like a girl, or guys who really don't have a lot of options, like to develop selective amnesia in dating scenarios like this one. Situations where women return their enthusiasm for them with nonchalance. Guys who really are into a woman tend to forget that the same technology and the same rules of engagement that worked when other women were interested in them is probably also working now. Except the big difference is that maybe the last girl actually was interested in you, while this one, nah, not so much. You might not want to believe it right now, but if one woman can show you that she's interested in you, then this woman could too, if she wanted to. You see, this is not a mystery, it's a misdirection. But the irony of it all is this: you're the one that's leading yourself astray, not her. Well, yeah, it's partly her in a way, but it's mostly you. Because if you've listened to more than one of my shows, then you should know better by now. But wait a minute. Here comes the truck. Some of the soldiers here have just come back from a supply run. Looks like they're about to drop off a package here at headquarters. I think it's for you. that they want me to sign for. Let's see. It's a bunch of boxes on a crate. Looks like a skein of boxes, as a matter of fact. It says here that you've just received a delivery of 5,000 personalized Benefit of the Doubt cards, all with that girl's name on it that you just wrote in about. Well, guess what? I ain't signing for this. Hey, look here, soldiers, y'all can take these back. Take that truck and give me that clipboard and get out of here. Now, see, Dominic, that's your problem. That's your problem right there. You and too many guys just like you keep getting too many deliveries of these Benefit of the Doubt cards shipped to you, and you keep giving them to too many women who don't deserve the Benefit of the Doubt. I know, it's a bitter pill for a lot of good guys and nice guys to swallow, but the reality of it all is this, that there are some women who don't actually deserve a pass for the way that they act towards you, for the way that they treat you. Here's a question. Rather than always trying to give the wrong women passes, why don't you give yourself a pass instead? Yeah, give yourself a pass. Make it okay to pass on a woman who has subtly already passed on you. And you may be wondering, how did she do this? By being vague when she didn't accept your date offer, and by not thinking enough of you to even suggest another date to make it up to you instead. I know. It can be hard to accept that a woman you want doesn't really want you. But this stuff happens. Sometimes the worst thing about being rejected is when you have no idea why you're being rejected. In fact, most of the time, you might not ever find out why she doesn't want you. But you see, that's the very reason why you have to give yourself closure when you can't get any from her, which most of the time you won't be able to. Now, here's some intel that you could use. If you could just judge the situation by what is happening as opposed to what you wished was happening, then that'll help you maintain your objectivity and protect yourself from being strung along for weeks, months, and sometimes even years by a woman that doesn't want to keep you. She just wants to keep you around. So next time, when you get a delayed response from a woman, when you ask her out, or if she gives you a half-assed answer that's really not an answer like, we'll see, what you should do is hit her with what I call
the preemptive rejection strike.
That's right, the preemptive rejection strike. What is the preemptive rejection strike? Well, that's when you preemptively cancel a date offer that you just made to a woman the second that she shows any signs that she's at risk of flaking out on you. Here's how it plays out. Let's say you ask a woman out and she says, I'm not sure. I don't know. Call me later in the week to confirm, or I don't know yet. We'll see. Then what you say to cut her off in response is say something like, hey, I tell you what, let's go ahead and cancel that particular date and we'll just get together another time when things are a little less hectic for you instead. Now, make no mistake, this strategy is not really about something as petty as you finding a way to reject her first. No, what this strategy is about is giving you a way to disarm her from having the power to reject you by totally removing that date offer you just made completely off the table. You see, if you make a successful preemptive rejection strike, then you have the option of writing her off if you detect that she's really not that into you, or you can always just call her again at a later date to see what happens then. However, the best thing that can happen to you in a scenario like this is that she either suggests another date idea right there on the spot during that same conversation, or she calls you back at a later date to ask you out, or at least clearly says that she wants to see you. If she does reach out to you in any way and makes it plain that she wants to see you, then what she will have symbolically done is hand over the rejection grenade to you. Then the choice of deciding whether or not you two will ever see each other again will be entirely up to you. You can either pull the pin on that rejection grenade and go your own way or not. Again, it'll be entirely up to you what option you want to use with her, whether or not you want to use the nuclear option or the come here option. But no matter which option you choose, this woman should be put on dating and relationship probation until she starts consistently showing you that she's a ride or die chick instead of a I might or I might not chick.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission.
We're on a... Hey, man. A while back, you did a show about what the Avengers movie could teach men about how to attract women. That has to be one of my favorite shows of all time. Now that the new Iron Man movie is coming out, what knowledge bombs are you going to drop on us this time?
Okay, Mr. Unknown Caller. I'm going to drop some knowledge on that one a little later. But first, let's see what's up with this email that we got from Dennis. He's 30, from Miami, Florida. And the title of his email is, Should I Flash My Money to Get With These Honeys? And Dennis writes,
Victory Unlimited.
VU. How's it going? A friend of mine who found out about you from iTunes told me about your show. Here's a situation I haven't heard you do on your show yet. Check this out. Me and some old fraternity brothers reconnected about 4 years ago and went into a business making iPhone and Android apps. We got in early enough to really make a nice bankroll from it. So much so that I'm on tap to do well over 7 figures by the end of this year. Because of all the money I've already made, I bought a big, extremely nice looking house, several expensive sports cars, and even opened up a few other businesses on the side too. Now, wherever I go, I'm usually the richest, best dressed, and most popular guy in the place. Man, ever since my tech business took off, I am the alpha man wherever I go. I'm down here in Miami living like Bruce Wayne or Tony Stark or somebody. It should come as no surprise to you that I have some of the most attractive women I've ever seen throwing themselves at me all the time now. I've never had it as easy as this to get women before in my life. Now, although I'm really enjoying this, I'm also noticing that I can't really tell whether these women are really into me or just into my lifestyle. I talked about this with some of the other owners of the business, and they told me that I really shouldn't be too concerned about why these women are after me because all women are pretty much the same. The other guys say that women don't really see a difference between a man and his money as long as they're getting what they want out of the deal. The guys say that it's no big deal for us to be spending a whole lot of money on these women as long as we can afford to. They say that there's nothing wrong with flashing your money to get the finest girls, and any guy who disagrees with this is just a hater and jealous because he can't do it too. Uh-oh, looks like I just read something that you wrote that just set off my propaganda alert.
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy, propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
Ah,
Dennis, look at you. Look who thinks he's all alpha now. First, congratulations on your success. Not every guy gets a chance to reboot himself like you say you just did. Sounds to me like you think you just upgraded yourself from being the Omega Man into being the Alpha Man. But let's quickly snap ourselves back to reality here. Do you really think that just because you got money now that you're immune to taking a hit on an emotional level from a woman? Do you think that your money or your status shields you or protects you like armor from being mortally wounded by a woman that you're into? You think that just because you're a rich man now that you're Iron Man too? Well, I'm going to need for you to think again. True, you might have money now, the expensive clothes, the cars, the house, and everything else, but I'm here to tell you that you can go from feeling like Iron Man to getting blown apart like the Tin Man if the wrong woman gets you in her sights. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you hooking up with a woman that you're into and you thought that she might be into you too. But really, she was only there after your money, after what she could get from you all alone. Trust me on this one. Some women, they can come out of nowhere and hit you like a cloaked missile and blow your rich, happy life into a million pieces in a split second. And sometimes when they hit you so hard that you fly one way, your Bugatti sports car keys fly another way, your $50,000 watch lands somewhere else over to the left, while all of your hats, shoes, and expensive clothes land in various places all over the ground. You and your worldly possessions could wind up so scattered that you'll have all kinds of people driving up onto your property to see what's up because they think you're having a yard sale. Looks like I'm going to get a chance now to answer Dennis's question and that question that the previous caller had when he called in. Let's back this up for a minute here. Dennis, what I'm trying to say here to you is what you need to do is make up your mind about what you're trying to do here. What kind of guy are you? How you value yourself as a man should matter to you. How people perceive you because of your wealth or the things that you got should matter to you to some extent too. And it definitely should matter to you what kind of women that you're attracting into your life and why they're attracted to you. Are you the kind of guy that doesn't really care why a woman is with you? You're just glad that she is with you? Well, if so, then congratulations. You're the perfect candidate for being the type of guy more prone to form a business deal with a woman as opposed to forming a true romantic type of relationship. Yeah, you're pretty much the perfect target for a prostitute/jun type of relationship. But then again, let me rephrase that because come to think of it, you're not really a target because you know what you're signing up for. You know that what you're signing up for is mutual exploitation. You'd be signing up for a bartering system, whereas you're trading bucks for butts. And both you and her will know exactly that that's what you're doing. Now, if that's you, now if that describes you, then more power to you. But we here at the Victory Unlimited show don't support those kinds of trick and tramp transactions. We're all about promoting the cause of seeing men and women come together in true romantic relationships as opposed to just business arrangements. But as I've said, if you choose to go this route, if you choose to go that route, you better beware because it's ill-advised. Why? Because your mission as a man should be to make yourself as irreplaceable as possible in the heart and mind of the woman in your life. Now it's understood that this is a mission that you can never really completely accomplish, but choosing to go on that never-ending mission will do more to increase her perception of you being the irreplaceable man in that relationship than nearly anything else. In fact, even if that particular relationship ends, your objective should be to be the man that she compares everybody else that comes after you to, not the other way around. Going into relationships trying to impress women with what you got is a weak move compared to going into relationships by being impressive because of who you are. Why? Because if a woman chooses you because of what you got instead of because of who you are, and you, God forbid, lose whatever it is you got for some reason, then guess what? The countdown of the doomsday clock that tells you that your relationship is about to end begins. You never want to put yourself in a position where what you can do for your woman, the machine that you've created to provide for her, totally replaces you, the man, as the most important component of your relationship. I can't see where it's wise for any man to work to make himself obsolete, inconsequential to the woman in his life. Your provision machine, your money, your status, your stuff should always be viewed as just an extension of you, not as a replacement for you. In the eyes of the woman, in your eyes and in her eyes, you should be greater than the things that you create. Because without you, that thing or those things would not and could not even exist as a resource for her to access to improve the quality of her life. You see, the trouble with thinking that all of your problems and challenges with women and in life is over just because you're rich now, that you've come up now, is that you forget that there's always already another guy that's a little bit richer or who has come up a little bit higher than you. This is the reason why if you're serious about attracting a woman and keeping a woman, you have to be multifaceted in your approach and you have to be multi-layered in the amount of attractive qualities that you can display at any given time. Let me make this real simple for you. It's easier to separate a man from his stuff than it is to remove from within him the stuff that makes him a man. And what are those things? They're things like your character, your honor, your drive, your ingenuity. They're things like your boldness, your composure, your charisma, and your sense of humor. These are all things that money can't buy, but you can use all of these things to get you money. You see the difference? What do you lead with when you approach women? Who you are? What you have? Both? If you only lead with what you got, you will never really be sure that she's ever really into you. Rich guys who only lead with their money tend to set themselves up to be dismantled or taken apart by certain kinds of women that they meet. Just in case you didn't know this, just in case you weren't briefed on this, men with a lot of money or resources, well, they usually find themselves being targeted by three specific kinds of women: gold diggers, stuff diggers, and soul diggers. Okay, cover me, boys. As usual, I'm going in.
We're all over it, Victory.
Let me drop these knowledge bombs on you because it sounds like you could use them. Gold diggers are into how much money that they can get from a man. Stuff diggers are into how many expensive perks or material things that they can access by being with a man. And soul diggers? Soul diggers are more into who a man really is inside. Now, this is not to say that soul-digging women who want the man don't also want that man's money and his material things, too. It just means that their attraction for those other things don't automatically override their attraction for who that man is. You got it? No? Well, let me break it down even further for you. Gold diggers want the man's money. Stuff diggers want the man's stuff. But soul diggers want mostly the man. Now, how can you tell what kind of woman you're dealing with? Well, you can tell a lot about a woman by what she won't do just as much as by what she will do. So what are the specific things that each of these women won't do? Well, gold diggers will not tolerate poverty. Stuff diggers will not tolerate mediocrity. And soul diggers will not tolerate a lack of honesty. So the next question would probably be, how do you properly vet each of these women to discover what they're really about? Well, you stop spending money to flush out a gold digger, you stop being flashy to turn off a stuff digger, and you stop being open and honest to run off a soul digger. So you see, the things that you create, your money, your businesses, etc., are just vehicles to get you to where you want to go or to get you to somewhere else that you want to be. Now, if your plan is to attract a certain kind of woman, but you're only attracting the wrong kind of woman for you, then guess what? Your machine is malfunctioning. You're doing it wrong. Now, do you understand these concepts that I'm talking about? I know what I just said might have been a little too point blank and hardcore for some of you out there, but that's why you should always wear your body armor before you listen to this show. Better yet, in fact, listen to this warning from a man here before you download the next mission.
Don't listen to the Victory Unlimited show if you don't want to hear the truth. Otherwise, push play on this mother and let us take our fraternity of good men to heights reserved only for the best of men.
That's right. That's right. Now, we all know that whether we always want to hear it or not, the truth will set you free. But sometimes it can set you off, can't it? But trust me on this, you're better off putting on your big boy shoes and lacing them up and taking this truth that I'm giving you. Sometimes, for rich guys, this all just comes down to how much depth perception do you prefer your woman to have. Women with a discernible amount of depth perception are able to identify, locate, and become attracted to the qualities within a man that allow him to be able to create, build, and accumulate a great amount of material things and wealth. But women who are short-sighted, women who have a lack of depth perception, are only able to identify, locate, and be attracted to just that man's material things themselves. You see, to them, his ass is optional. So you better watch your backs out there, troops. There are more mercenary chicks out here than you know. So keep your eyes open, because it ain't paranoia when they really are out to get you. Again, for women who lack depth perception and who are not trying to get any, the machine is the thing and the man is nothing but a ghost in the machine, a ghost that she puts up with every time she comes over to visit you in that great big house of yours, that great big house you got. And she puts up with you being all over her, haunting her all the time in order to keep accessing all of your goods and services. Now, so Dennis, Alpha Man. Wait a minute, speaking of Alpha Man, let me tell you something about all of this lame, hyper-masculine, super macho, trying to be the Alpha Man obsession talk that I keep hearing about all the time. This stuff you guys have been writing in to me about lately. Alpha this, alpha that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You gotta be alpha this, you gotta be alpha that. Okay, brace yourself, because this is gonna hurt. The reality of it all is that there is no such thing as being a true alpha these days. Today, you, me, and everybody else is in perpetual beta. Why? One reason is because being alpha is category and situation specific. A man can really only be alpha in places and in situations where his confidence, his competence, and his competition all coincide to allow him to categorize himself that way. Here's some examples that immediately come to mind. At a big-time WWE wrestling event, somebody like The Rock is the alpha man. But at a Microsoft Future in Technology event, somebody like Bill Gates is the alpha man. But if you switch them out, they each can go from alpha to beta in the blink of an eye, because they'll be out of their elements and areas of expertise, which will more than likely also have a negative effect on their overall confidence level. The other reason why everyone is in perpetual beta is because of the lessons that we've learned from technology. Now, let's take this latest Iron Man movie, for instance. Notice that Iron Man is not actually the title of the latest movie. It's Iron Man 3. Why? That's because the movie makers meant for it to be an upgrade, an improvement on the old. They wanted it to be bigger and better than all of the previous ones. In a sense, when you stop and think about it, in a sense, you will realize that we, as men, as people, are a whole lot like software, mobile apps, plugins, movies, and a host of other things, in the sense that we also have the capacity of being upgraded and improved. The constant tests that we go through in life always reveal areas in our lives where we need to be improved, to be made better than we were before. That's what this mission of becoming a better man today than you were yesterday is all about, soldier. So I'm going to need for you to change the way you think about these things. Don't get too wrapped up in silly or oversimplistic macho labels to describe yourself. Just make reinvention your invention instead, by making the only man that you strive to be better than, by making the only man that you strive to out alpha be the man that you were yesterday. Always keep your focus on upgrading yourself for yourself first. You got it? And now I'm going to leave you with this. If necessity is the mother of invention, then aspiration is the father. What do you aspire to? And why? Do you really want to be thought of as a man by your woman? or just a mechanism that she uses to extract money and material things from. A man's inspiration for doing a great number of things comes from many different sources, but one of the biggest, one of the biggest things that motivates us as men to do great things, build great things, and to create great things is our love, our appreciation, and our desire for our women. However, contrary to the opinions of some, a man should never make getting women his only motivation in life. Why? Because if you make women your whole life rather than just one part of your life, if that woman ever decides to leave you, then guess what? You have no life. Now, after listening to today's show, you think you're ready to sign up to be a multifaceted, multidimensional man, then welcome to the war. But if you're just looking for somewhere to go to sign up to just be somebody's money machine, a soulless, interchangeable life support system for a wallet, then all I can say to you is sayonara and domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. But for everybody else, if you're a man of means out here fighting to win a great relationship with a great woman from here on out, let this be your mindset whenever you meet someone new. And this is actually a quote from a spoken word performance that I did while I was on leave at a jazz club. Here we go. If all you're about is just my dollar, then I'm gonna have to holler. But if you really want to get to know me, the man who's making all of this cheese, then let's spend some time together and see where it leads.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.